every day decide to expand again and again and again. Because you are in a crossroads and you have a choice. You have a choice. Whether to be a madman or a bold genius. What's the difference? A madman is somebody who does the same action over and over and over for an unknown destiny. A bold genius is somebody who does the same action over and over and over again for a known destiny. That is why fortune always favors the bold. True titans of our times and of the past, who are bent on making most of their opportunities in life, are too busy to bother with luck. Luck is the good fortune you determine for yourself. So find the strength. Have the knowledge. Summon up the courage to accomplish and see that your dreams are limitless. Your dreams are the fabric that binds all of us together. Rise up! Rise up like fire! Ascend the ladder of your dreams. We choose to rise, not fall. We choose to live, not die. Shift to your triumph. Today, you shift to your triumph and carry your dreams forward until your life is a capital of triumph. I believe in you, and I know you can do whatever you want. You have an unlimited potential. And when you tune to this state of mind, all your inner abilities will be effortless and forever yours. A modern runway for higher accomplishment. This moment, this second, your life is an Olympian sunrise. This is your time.
This is your time. Right here at RevolutionRadio.com to rise up and make the difference. Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com. Listener supported. 100%.
I remember how the meaning of words began to change. How unfamiliar words like collateral and rendition became frightening. While things like Northwire and the Articles of Allegiance became powerful. I remember how different became dangerous. I still don't understand it. Why they hate us so much.
No more tricks. No more lies. Only truth.
In the future, I'll make sure that all those people being interviewed provide you with a multimedia laser show to keep your interest maintained.
Classic approach to the problem, if I do say so myself.
Don't unlock doors you're not prepared to go through.
The security of this nation depends on complete and total compliance. Tonight, any protester, any instigator, or agitator will be made example of.
Coverage.
Well, you mean the little root weevils that crawl around popping off cameras in your face?
Those root weevils write history.
Good day to the world. And good day to Revolution Radios. Welcome to FreedomSlips.com and Revolution Radio.
People should not be afraid of their governments. Governments should be afraid of their people.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point. natural selection, the process by which the strongest, the smartest, the fastest reproduced in greater numbers than the rest, a process which had once favored the noblest traits of man, now began to favor different traits. Most science fiction of the day predicted a future that was more civilized and more intelligent. But as time went on, things seemed to be heading in the opposite direction, a dumbing down. How did this happen? Evolution does not necessarily reward intelligence. With no natural predators to thin the herd, it began to simply reward those who reproduced the most and left the intelligent to become an endangered species.
I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
Welcome to Revolution Radio with today's edition of Event Horizons, anchored by Dr. Robin Falkoff, an intelligent foray into the news and events of our current time. Robin and her team are going to take you around the world with fresh perspectives on what is going on in your world today. So stay put while Robin and crew bring you to the truth of the matter here at Revolution Radio, where the truth never sleeps.
He wants a challenge. Let's give him one.
Good morning, my friends, and welcome to Event Horizons. I'm your anchor, Dr. Robin Falkov, and it is Friday. Can you imagine? And so we're moving along through the beginning of 2015, the year that we, the people, take back our power. And what a year this will be. We're already off to a year of distraction. And guys, have to tell you, it's not going to change. There's way too much at stake. And please remember, every time you think, oh, she's nuts, or, you know, why does she keep talking about this? If nothing was at stake, why would the powers that be work so diligently to divide and conquer us with so much lies and so much hatred and so much propaganda just to keep us apart? And that's because they know the power that we have. And once people awaken and take back that power, oh my gosh, there is no stopping us. So that's why you're here. And I must say, I have to tell you just how grateful we are to you, our audience, for your efforts, for all that you do, and for your incredible support. You have kept us the number one listener-sponsored network online, and that's a big deal. This is the future of broadcasting. Here is where it has gone. And let me tell you, my friends, it is a big deal. You just... Boy, I hope you understand, and I hope you recognize just how it is, how it works, how this all comes together, because you make it happen. You make it possible for us to be here. And as I said, we are ever so grateful. Now, we have many of you that donate, that support the network with subscriptions to the podcast. We thank you for those. And I just have a little request that you'll load and leave the home with your smart devices filled with shows from Revolution Radio, and you'll let them play when you're out and about. You'll let the shows play and get those amazing conversations started with each other, with those in your community. I mean, that's what it's about, guys. How else do we come together other than person by person? And you, my friends, are the ones that make it happen. When I'm out, I talk to everybody wherever I go. And it is ever so important because I'm curious. I want to know, what do other people think? There's so much going on here that people need to be aware of, people need to be involved with, people need to be careful where they move. You don't want to be close to areas of contamination. There are a lot of considerations. So, my friends, I just urge you to keep your perspective and keep it in mind and know how much you mean. And it can start with those little smiles that, hey, how are you? What do you think? How's everything going? A lot of different ways that it comes about, guys. And as I said, you have the power. We all do. To make that magic, to brighten someone's life, to put a smile on their face, to renew their hope. Because let me tell you, look around at the news and the deliberate focus of fear and desperation that you find in the mainstream media. And many of you don't even bother. You just turn it off. You don't want to bother seeing the propaganda and the lies, and you just move away from it. And I can understand that. And that's why we have such a big audience here online, because people want the rest of the story. And, you know, and so many don't understand. I don't know. That's probably too long a story to get into. But it's focus. It's where do you place your attention? What's important? What is empowering? There might be a lot of stories that I cover that are not the most uplifting, but there is a message with all of them. And, you know, I hope you guys get that. I hope you're aware that there is that meta message. And there's a bottom line there with everything, that you can take back your power. And that's what we need, and that's what will happen. It is unfolding slowly as more and more people wake up, and for that, I am grateful. So, guys, let me see what we have in store. I'm so appreciative. I saw our friend of the show, Ole Damgaard, online and sent him a message. And he was up, and well, he's up. He's in Europe, so of course he's up. But we have not heard from him for a while, and it's so weird. I know he had problems with his computer. So many at the network yesterday were having problems. I am ever grateful that my system is repaired and all is good on that front. And it is just a minute. Let me give him a message and let him know. Okay, so it's just lots going on, and it's the end of the week, and I always hope that with the weekends, you guys are going to be out, hopefully having fun, enjoying yourselves, seeing friends, families, coworkers, neighbors, whatever it is that your plans might be, please start conversations with somebody new. Reach out, a simple smile, a hey, how are you? Watch somebody's face light up as they realize, after turning around and looking behind themselves to see who you're looking at, and then, oh my gosh, they realize that it's me. They're looking at me. And that's a big deal, guys, because we are so disconnected from each other, as much as you might think we are not. We are just so challenged by much of the craziness that people shut down. They're tired of being disparaged by friends and families, of being told how whatever they think does not matter, that they're, you name it, they've been called it, because they dare to question the mainstream media. And that is a big deal. So, with all of that to think about, I have lots of information coming up for you. We can cover what is going on. I know Ole always provides a unique perspective because he is in Europe, and it's rather different there how people see things that are happening. And let me share his website with you. And that is lightonconspiracies.com. And it is an outstanding resource. And I urge you all to check it out. And let me, it's amazing to type and talk about something different. And it's just, he has books, he has published papers, and I urge you to explore further. You certainly will be glad that you did. Olay is a voice of calm reason. He's not an extremist. He doesn't get all worked up. He's got a clear viewpoint that is what is necessary at this point in time. So let me get Olay on, and just one moment. I got to get into the right window and do this all the right way. How about that? And then it all goes smoothly. So here we go. Okay, guys. I know you're all watching this craziness unfold, but the more I see the taking over of the news with the events in Paris, the more I can only think, what are they trying to distract us from? What is going on that we will suddenly realize was brewing in the background? And I think there are many things, but that will become apparent as time moves on. Okay, so the connection did not go through. That's strange. Let me try again. And we'll see. Come on, Skype. Are you being, are you acting out today, Skype? What can I say? And I think now he disappeared from the lineup. Or are you there, Olay? No. Okay. And I can't. Okay, let me see. Just bear with me a second. Yeah. Okay. So hang in there, guys. Okay, so at least I gave him a message. And now let me get back. Oh, it does show that he's there, but he's not. Wow, this is weird. Okay. Yeah. Oh, boy. Everyone was saying Skype was acting up yesterday, so it seems like it still is. So let me get to some of the headlines that I had set up for everybody. And here we go. Oh, so many of these horrible, horrible stories. I'm so sorry, my friends. Okay, just a moment. So, let's see. So here we have some interesting technology that I've seen that looks really cool. Some interesting announcements. People that need help with different issues and situations. Let me go over just some of the headlines. Some of them being one of America's dirty little secrets. Louisiana is the prison capital of the world. It imprisons 1,619 people per 100,000, more than any nation in the world, including Russia at 525, Iran at 333, and China at 122. It costs taxpayers $663 million a year. $182 million of that goes to for-profit prisons. So there's a film, a documentary called Justice that will be released. It might be released now. I urge you to see it, look for it, and share your thoughts on this. Here's something else for you guys to think about. And it's so interesting that people observe this, because I remember when Richard and I were in the UK for the first time, I said, oh my gosh, look at the label for ketchup. It's so short. All that they have, you know, is, you know, they have tomatoes, spirit vinegar, sugar, salt, spices, and herb extracts. And that was it. No dyes, no other garbage, no preservatives. And I found that with so many of the other labels as well. So you got to wonder that a company like Heinz, good old Heinz, John Kerry's wife, why does Heinz make ketchup for Europe that has an ingredient list that is clean and safe and short? But in the United States, forget about it. Filled with GMOs and chemical garbage. So I think that looks like a company that we shouldn't be buying from. You know, the ketchup I buy for Richard is from Trader Joe's. I'm not supporting these big GMO companies. Now, some of the other headlines here, we can see a lot of questioning about the events in Paris, a lot of wondering about what's going on. It doesn't add up. It doesn't quite make sense when people examine things closely. So I'm sure Ole will have a lot to say about that. And here, let me see, there is a group that needs help. And this is Amanda Vela's SAHA Horse Rescue and Sanctuary. And let me see if they, you know, this is a problem with a lot on Facebook. They do not say where they're located. I believe they're in the UK. But if anybody needs more information, please let me know. I'm happy to share it with you. And it's a very sad post because there's the picture here of the most adorable little foal. And he's only 3 weeks old, but he was stolen. Oh, here it is, Lakes Creek Road in Rockhampton. He's not lost. He was taken out of the paddock at night, taken from his mom, a little mini pony. She's been fully feeding him. He only knows how to drink his mom's milk. So the tragic part of this is that this little one can get very ill very quickly, and the mom is standing at the fence and squealing for her baby. She doesn't know what happened. Her body's filling up with milk for him, and the owner is frantic, and they're asking anyone in the area, anyone who lives in Rockhampton, on Lakes Creek Road, or was at the pub across the way from it, if you've seen anything, please help, because this little one will die without proper care. He's a newborn, and at that age, he must not be allowed to get dehydrated. So this is critical. And I know we have an audience all over the world, so there's lots of different headlines to share. Now, here's another article that I saw come across all the headlines. Obama is proposing a free community college program. This was reported on the Huffington Post. And the White House announced yesterday a proposal that Obama said would make community college free for everybody who's willing to work for it. But so far, the administration officials have not provided details. I'm trying to see if there's more to the story. Let me get here. And it says that the scholarship program faced opposition in Tennessee from some of the state's private colleges and legislatures. Give me a break. Concerned the program could potentially divert students and scholarship dollars from four-year schools. Gee, isn't that a shame? Why don't you lower your rates? Haslam has said the program will increase the pool of students going to college. And there's a lot of commentary here, but the White House did give a few specifics, and the rest of them will come out later with the president's budget. But they did say that if all states participated, 9 million students could benefit, saving on average $3,800 in tuition per year for a full-time student. That means the program could cost in the billions of dollars. In a Republican-led Congress, the proposal likely faces a tough legislative fight to be passed. So that's one of the headlines. And now there is another one that is very sad that I have time to get in before we go to break. And I have had comments saying, why do you post so many things about police brutality? You know, the information I share is the information that's in the news, that's relevant, that is deeply concerning. And this is at Burlington, Iowa, where a Burlington police officer was supervising a domestic dispute, and he shot and killed the woman in front of her house on Tuesday. She's identified as 34-year-old Autumn Steele, and they've not released the name of the officer who shot her. There is no indication Steele or her husband were armed or that they posed a threat to the officer involved. According to court records, she was arrested Monday night on a misdemeanor charge of a domestic abuse. She was released from jail and told she could return to the home without a police officer escort in order to gather her belongings. Steele then returned to the home with her police officer escort, the same person who would later kill her. As her husband, Gabriel Steele, was loading up their 4-year-old son, Steele came out of the house and got into an altercation with him. She was followed by the dog. When the escort officer saw the disturbance, he went to break it up. Witnesses say that at this time, the dog was being playful, but apparently still threatened the officer, which caused him to draw his pistol and begin shooting. Wait until you hear this, guys. One of the shots fired struck Steele in the chest. The dog startled the officer. The officer began shooting at the dog. The officer was still shooting when he fell down in the snow, one witness told the Hawkeye newspaper. It appeared he was shooting at the dog when the officer fell to the ground. It's my belief the woman was shot accidentally, said another witness. Seconds after the shooting, another Burlington officer arrived on the scene, and both officers tried to calm Gabriel Steele, who wanted to help his wife. I'm a combat veteran, he screamed. What are you guys doing? Let me help. Steele was eventually taken by ambulance to the Great River Medical Center, where she later died of the gunshot wound in the chest. And this is yet another tragic case of police incompetence. The very government agency who claims the authority to carry deadly weapons into all situations often disregard this heavy responsibility and end up hurting those they ostensibly protect. I mean, this is just craziness that the woman wanted someone to protect her as she went back to her home. What is going on? These things are outrages. I am horrified sharing information like this. There is no reason for this kind of craziness to be taking place. So we're going to break, my friends. Stay with us. We will be back with more of Event Horizons. And joining us will be Ole Damgaard. I'm your anchor, Dr. Robin Falco, and I thank you for being here.
Do you? How close we are to absolute chaos? The sick ones are sitting on their fat asses, eating and drink themselves into a stupor, polluting the world without a second thought while it goes down the toilet. Nobody wants to do the nasty work. You know, the shit that we all just think about. Most good citizens are just along for the ride and then bitch and moan and complain about everything when it doesn't work out.
Not me.
Get it going.
Revolution Radio, where we do the nasty work. www.freedomslips.com.
We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet.
I order you to be quiet.
Look, you stupid bastard, you've got no arms left.
Yes, I have. Look.
It's just a flesh wound.
I don't believe I've seen such a display of courage, skill, nerve, grace, stupidity.
I'll do you for that.
Oh, what?
Come here.
What are you going to do, bleed on me?
I'm invincible.
You're a loony.
The Black Knight always triumphs.
Roundtable Live, Monday through Friday, 1 a.m. till 4 a.m. Eastern Time. Bring your mind, bring your ideas, bring your voice. King Arthur had nothing on us. Here, Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. Hello and welcome to Revolution Radio here at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported internet radio station in the world. So, I want to ask you, do you have a favorite host or several here at Revolution Radio? Don't have the time to catch every show when it's live? Well, you can get all the shows of your favorite host for the year 2014 on one data DVD, so you can play on your preferred device at any time. The cost, just $30 plus shipping. Now, remember, I'm just one guy, so allow up to 2 weeks or 10 business days for delivery. Also, the hosts themselves get half of the net proceeds, so not only are you supporting Revolution Radio, you're supporting your favorite host as well. So just go to our homepage and click the banner that says your favorite show. It's just down. It's easy to find. Big old letters. Anyway, so thank you. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, where information never sleeps. We are taking pre-orders for the 2014 and we'll start shipping after to the first of the year.
Did you ever feel that things were not quite right? That everything was just ever so slightly askew?
Do you have, to paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind?
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain,
then tune in to us. Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Mackie.
And we are Shiny Side Out, Sundays 2 to 4 a.m. Eastern. See you then.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here. The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and freedomslips.com, its staff, or affiliates. You're listening to Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Okay, my friends, and we are back, and with us is Ole Damgaard, resourceful as always, my friends. Happy New Year to you. How are you?
I'm absolutely blessed. Thank you, Logan. Happy New Year to you, too.
Thank you. Thank you. How fortunate to have you on and, you know, be able to get your perspective on all this craziness. But first, let me get back here because I did share your website, lightonconspiracies.com, and I want the audience to know just how diversified you are, and I urge everybody to go over to Ole's website and check out the different books that are available, find out about his different events going on, and do what you can to support his work. because you're in for a treat. And I'm very pleased for Ole to share his perspective, because it's a really clear view and it's calm and it's empowering, and that's what we need. So, any breaking news you'd like to share with us about your work or where you might be appearing?
No, I've just been accepted on an international speakers forum called Pro Motivate. And so I'm really looking forward to that. That will open up a whole lot of international talks and so on. So that I'm really looking forward to this year. But at the moment, I'm quite focused on this thing that happened in Paris yesterday, and trying to show what actually happened as far as I can see.
Yes, I know that you're following this, as we all are, and it's what are they distracting us from? Because when you look at it beyond all the fear mongering, things don't quite add up. So what are you seeing, my friend? What's your main take on this?
I can just say that I spent 30 years plus looking into these things with a great price, personal price I've had to pay for having friends dying and being killed and also leaving my home country. So I don't say these things lightly.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things that I've focused on over all of these years are so-called false flag operations, staged events that are there to create a reaction so that the people behind the event can push forward their agenda, which would have been impossible had it not been for the so-called problem. And this thing in Paris, it's just once again, there's all the classical signs of a false flag operation again, and carried out sloppily. Once again, in the old days, they used to have a lot of pride in these false flags and with lots of preparations, good budgets, really skilled people and so on. But nowadays, it's just going, it's not good at all. And it's so obvious when you look into it. For instance, one of these things that these videos that you can see now that is going all around the world is where one of these so-called terrorists shoots down the police. He's lying on the pavement, and then he runs by him, fires a Kalashnikov in, and shoots him in the head, kills him, and then runs off, jumps into an escape car, and takes off very calmly. But I'm sure you've seen this video, yeah?
I've seen some of the videos. You know, there comes a point where I stop watching because I know what the agenda is, and
no, it's just that. Anyone who doubts that believes that this is a real thing, if you enlarge the image of just when the shot is fired, and you slow it down in slow motion and just take it frame by frame by frame, you will see that there's no shots fired from the Kalashnikov, there's no blood, there's no impact, there's no recoil that would have been normally from the weapon or hitting the body. But instead, you can see that there's like a, it looks like a gun smoke or some ricochet in the pavement. But if you really enlarge it enough, you will see that it's a smoke, some kind of smoke bomb that the so-called victim has in his left hand. And you can see that he's the one discharging it. And it's just also, there's other videos of, when the whole thing is going on, they say that it's a bypasser, somebody up on a rooftop, because when all of this happened, apparently people got scared and ran up to the rooftops. But up on the rooftops, you can see that the whole street below seems to be shut off. There's absolutely no traffic. The only people that are running there are three people that, when you enlarge again, have police uniforms on. And they're running in the wrong direction, and behind them afterwards come the real shooters. But then you look at the people up on the rooftops that are hiding because they are officially afraid of being hit by shots. I mean, we're talking about maybe 20 meters up, like 6-8 stories high buildings. And when you look at them, when you start looking at the different individuals that are up there, two of them have bulletproof vests on.
Mm.
And also the video has been spliced together, so there are two different takes that they just put together to make it a better... It's just like it has all of these signs, you know, the same with one of the perpetrators. They were both dressed all in black with camo, you know, like one of these commando masks and so on, to not be recognized. And then in the car, what do you find? One of the people's ID. You know, yeah. It's just like 9/11 with a passport and convenient. So many other things, the false flag operation. Yeah. And the car they come in has white mirrors on the sides of the car. And then when you look at the car that the police later found and identified as the vehicle, you will see that the side mirrors are black. And once again, sloppy. Yeah. And no blood on the pavement when the guy was shot. Afterwards, the still photos had blood on the pavement. And there's one reporter even saying, sometimes you have these Freudian slips. And he mentioned his blood, and he says the blood which has been put on the pavement.
Interesting. Go ahead.
No, I would just say very clearly it's a false flag. That part of it did not happen. If the other people were shot in the office, I don't know. I haven't seen any images, anything like that. But to me, this sounds very much staged, the whole thing.
Yeah. I'm
on a satellite phone, so it breaks up a bit here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and I'm sorry that there was a problem adding you. I had to, you were still connected on Skype, and I had to reboot and start over again so that I could try. But what I was going to say is I stopped watching because I did see those shootings outdoors, and it's like, okay, no blood. You look and you think something's wrong with this picture, and you go back and it's like, okay, now they're going to create whatever they will. You know, as the time passes, they manufacture all kinds of evidence to support the fear-mongering that they're doing.
But one of the wonderful things I think about this is that people are becoming so aware of it. I've done my absolute utmost to try and spread information about the different methods they use and how they set up these false flag operations and so on. And I saw there was this newscast where, normally when these so-called awful things happen, people come with flowers and candles and so on. And the reporter says, I'm not sure why, but there's only like a very few candles here and a flower and so on. I think it's because people are waking up. They see it right away and fewer and fewer people are buying it. So I see that as a very good sign. Also, when you look on Facebook, there's a lot of people right away starting to discuss it as a false flag. They're helping each other to point out the stuff, you know, and on YouTube, it's right up there being dissected right away. So I don't envy these people setting up these false flag operations because they're in massive scrutiny.
Yes, there's just so many times that they can get away with fooling the people before everybody catches on, as you've said. And certainly we have many, many sharp people on Facebook, many reporters. Our friend Patrick Henningsen of 21stCenturyWire.com, they do extensive reporting and analysis, just as you are describing, Ole. And that's where it is at this point in time. So people are looking at other events in the world, other stories that broke, and it's like, they're distracting us from something, and it, you know, comes out little by little.
I think they're getting very desperate because we have aimed a massive big spotlight at them, and there's no real way for them to go there. They've used all the options. They've hammered us with so many false flag operations, fake viruses. Yeah. Financial devastation, you name it, civil war, real wars in some countries, and we're still standing, you know.
Oh,
and
yes.
So they're running out of options here. So I think this is going to be an absolute stunning year. It's 2015. This is the year it's all going to happen. It's all going to crumble around them, I think.
Yeah, well, that's I am calling this the year that we, the people, take back our power. And
yay.
Yeah, I have to tell you, every time I say it, I break out into this big smile because more and more people are waking up and recognizing that, hey, you know, there is some reason that they go to all of these efforts with these ridiculous false flags. I mean, and it's heartrending for those that are watching this and don't know what is going on. And that's what it's to, you know, it's there to do, to get people just running terrified because they are living in fear. So, yes, it's going to be interesting.
But the thing is, through information, the more you learn, the more you let go of fear. Mm-hmm. So people are getting less and less fearful. And so what can they do? This is the thing. Fear has been the tool, and it's only by hiding in the dark where we haven't been able to see them, haven't been able to understand what's going on, that's how they've been able to rule. And now somebody put the light on, and they're visible. So how are they going to continue? It's not easy for them, you know. And I think I said before, you know, with these mass shootings and so on, it's just like if you've created Rocky 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, mm-hmm. I mean, how many times can you repeat the same theme? Now they're up at Rocky 42. I mean, people are bored. They don't buy it anymore. Not even small kids get scared anymore. You know, because they're running out of options. They can't keep changing the face of the boogeyman, build on the same thesis every time. You know, they need to come up with something new. And these methods were created by the old Romans, and made more and more perfect over the decades. But there are very few of them. There are very few. These false flags have been their main one, the main ship that has brought them all of these so-called victories over all of these years. Most of, if not all of, modern wars have been created on false flag operations and so on. And now suddenly the man in the street understand this method in great detail. So suddenly we're just taking away this massive thing from them. Which is wonderful.
Yes. Necessary. Gosh. Happy for progress. Well, of course there was something new going on with the idiocy that they tried to pull off about the movie The Interview, with the claims and the president of this country talking about this most ridiculous hacking by the Korean government to put the blame on them. And lo and behold, what comes out of a lot of the emails that were released, but the extensive collaboration with this administration on the script, the actual script of the movie. So what did you guys think of that?
Oh, it just makes me yawn. It's once again, when it has to do with countries like Iran, North Korea, and so on, it's the central bank they're after. That's the one that they've been after all the time, because there's only two or three central banks left, and this is also one of the main tools in their agenda. They need to be able to control the country's central bank to be able to take over the whole financial system. And this is why they need to create a boogeyman again in Iran or Korea or so on, to get to make people think that they're the bad guys, and that will then allow the West to attack.
Yeah.
So it's just another one.
I hear you. It's they get caught over and over, but then they have to move you on to the next thing, so you forget about that they got caught in their lies about the previous one.
I know. It's wonderful. It's because they're desperate. They're getting desperate. And I've heard from CIA sources that now that they have the agenda, it's called Scare of the Week. They need to hit you at least on a weekly basis.
Oh, God.
to keep us distracted. Yeah, but they're not real events. So it's oh, God.
Really, no,
it's like, so what's up today? Let's change channel. Okay, false flag up there or false flag up there. You can choose, you know. And now they because they got these different agreements with intelligence forces, at least they call them intelligence, I wouldn't call it that, but the Canada, US, you got Australia, New Zealand, and the UK. And where does these things happen? Every single time it's one of these places. Now Paris, that they've used Paris as a distraction before, when they did the Woolwich beheading in London to divert the attention away from the Bilderberg meeting 2013. Totally staged event that when they so-called chopped the head of this English soldier. I sometimes give two-hour interviews just about that one because it's my all-time favorite. So badly carried out. And then when they needed to amplify the effect of it, they had a very similar thing happening in Paris the day after, or at least that was what was reported, just to make the impact greater. And I'm a friend of Chip Tatum, who's a whistleblower, a CIA whistleblower. He was a CIA agent, deep cover for 25 years, black op assassin. He was one of the Night Stalker pilots. He was one of the pilots in the Iran-Contras scandal, weapons out, cocaine back into the States. And he was also in George Bush Sr.'s private ultra-secret hit team Pegasus, where he was part of carrying out at least 17 hits internationally where they took out people. Anyway, he has been part of false flag operations before he became a whistleblower and so on. And I've spoken a lot to him about these things. And he said that one of the things, they have like normal staff meetings before this, and they go to go through what is the effect that we need to, what is the effect desired, how can we accomplish it, and so on. They set the whole thing up, and then it gets carried out. And then right after the event, they have a second, at least one more follow-up meeting. And in that place, they see, okay, did we get the desired effect, or do we need to amplify it? And so very often you will see that when a thing like this happens, if it's not the real impact they were looking for, a second thing will happen nearby or a similar thing just to nail the Muslims or whoever it is that they want to use as patsies this time. Now it's ISIS, who I don't know what they're going to blame it on tomorrow, but it's like that. And they have like normal staff meetings, just, with marketing agencies, how to carry it out, how to influence people's subconscious in the most effective manner and so on. But once again, they're running out of options because they've overdone it.
Yes, most definitely. But I was trying to point this out to the audience earlier in the week. I can't believe how quickly this week went. I was trying to get them to realize that the news, the media, the government, whoever wants to promote a certain agenda, they have all these stories at the ready to launch whatever their need might be. And you see these little headlines that they release, but they don't comment on yet at the time. And there was one out there, and I looked at this and I said, oh, here we go again. Now, now we know what they have, lined up, what's in the queue that they're ready to run with if they need more distraction in a different area. And there was the ridiculous statement about ISIS members have now been infected with Ebola. What's going to happen? And then poof, you don't hear anything about it. It's like, oh gosh.
No, but didn't you hear that one where ISIS warriors said that they were going to infect themselves with Ebola and then travel to Western European countries and infect the people?
Yes, and but nobody cared.
But this is, but also this is what the Monty Python used to make funny sketches about, years ago.
Oh, God.
They're running out of options. It's becoming totally hilarious soon.
Yes. Yeah. Nobody cared when they said that about ISIS, that they'd be affecting the European countries. So now they put it out there that they got infected. It is just bordering on the ridiculous. And I guess I have to go back and watch some more of Monty Python. But what's so popular here is Saturday Night Live. And the things that they do now I don't think they would have had the nerve to put on Saturday Night Live years ago because people would have said, get out of here. That's ridiculous. It's not going to happen.
But this, I think this is going to be great for stand-up comedians in the near future once they start opening up for this type of info as well, because it's just becoming so incredible. I don't know what they're going to do. You know, like, since they need to reinvent the boogeyman all the time, I assume they will have to get people in like Mike, Jim Carrey or something like that, who can create these incredible, scary, you know, the Joker or whoever, you know, this type of thing, because what is he going to do? They've used all the ammo they have.
They just have Hollywood writers.
I did not mean that as Jim. I meant Jim Carrey as creating like a new like comic boogeyman. Yeah. I did not mean personally at all.
No, I understand what you're saying. And it's just, they obviously do work closely with Hollywood writers. You look at the movie Wag the Dog. You look at so many other agendas that they have their test balloons with the movies, you know, before they launch something. But as you said so eloquently, people are getting too smart. They're not fooled anymore.
Yeah, no, it's a beautiful year. It's an absolute stunning year.
We're going to break right now, so if you can hold on to that, are you able to stay with us a little bit more?
Of course, Robin.
Okay, perfect. Okay, guys, hang in there. Lots more great information with Ole Damgaard. We'll be right back.
Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
Anti-aircraft guns went into action against unidentified aircraft in the Los Angeles area shortly after 3 a.m. Pacific wartime this morning.
We are far stronger than we were 10 weeks ago.
General Quarters, all hands, men, your battle stations.
Be nervous, count your toes. I'll do the mastermind around here.
You who have not seen it do not know what hell looks like from the top.
Bam, check it out every Tuesday and Saturday on Revolution Radio. It's a double dose of the internationally recognized renegade military historian, Douglas Dietrich.
You'll stay right where you are till I tell you to move out.
Yeah, that's right. Tuesdays from 10 to midnight Eastern Time, join Douglas Dietrich as he exposes the truth in hidden history on his show, Critical Omissions. And then our human weapon of mass destruction is back once again to take your calls on Saturday night firing lines, both from 10 to 12 p.m. Eastern Time, only on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Enjoy your extra big-ass fries!
You didn't give me no fries, I got an empty box.
Would you like another?
Extra big-ass fries! I said I didn't get any.
Thank you. Your account has been charged. Your balance is zero. Please come back when you can afford to make a purchase.
Oh, no,
I'm sorry you had
trouble. Come on! My kids are starving!
Thank you for tuning in to Revolution Radio. Here at Revolution Radio, we believe in freedom of ideas, freedom of speech, but above all, we believe in freedom of existence through self-reliance.
This station is 100% listener supported, and as a fundraising promotion, I have a kick-ass free gift for a $100 donation. 35,000 seeds. 25 years in the freezer. Long-term storable, 54 different varieties. So if food prices go crazy, the shit hits the fan, or you just want to save tons of money every year by creating your own food like I do, grab our seed pack special. Just look for the banner on the homepage at freedomslips.com. Don't be a statistic. Don't be part of the problem. Be part of the solution. We need, as humans, to start taking care of ourselves and not depending on the megacorps to provide unhealthy, nasty food. Included in this package is also a DVD with 900 survival and off-grid living documents and the offline home canning how to do everything website all on the DVD. So when you're growing all that food, you know how to can it, store it, preserve it, etc. with all these documents. So thank you for tuning in to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. I hope that you will pick up this package and start learning to be free. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, where information never sleeps and freedom is one seed that needs to be planted.
What we do in life, it goes in eternity.
Just because we're being exterminated doesn't mean we can't make it fun. Otherwise, what's the point of being killed? Some radio show hosts deal with it like,
oh my god, they're gonna kill us with a bioweapon outbreak!
Some deal with it like,
what if it's this persists, so please don't be negative or oppose the ruthless criminal sociopathic scumbaggery. I'm sure they just want to be friends.
You don't have to be afraid of scumbaggery, and you don't have to ignore reality. Just listen to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, Wednesdays 10 p.m. till midnight on Revolution Radio for your intravenous dose of the lighter side of genocide. Because in a world so mad, you have to laugh about it, or you'll go friggin' nuts. Also available at thevinnieeastwoodshow.com. That's Vinnie with a Y, because it's the most important question, and Eastwood doesn't go ahead. Make my news.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
And we are back. I'm your anchor, Dr. Robin Falkov, and I thank you all for listening. This is Event Horizons. We come to you Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon Eastern Time. And I urge all of you to get in touch with me. Let me know what's on your mind, what your concerns are for your particular area, situations where the mainstream media is choosing to ignore the events that you and your friends and neighbors are finding to be very concerning. Let us know. If it's something I can do to help, I certainly will. If not, I will put you in touch with others that can make that difference for you. So my website is healthfreedomrights.com. Just reach me through the site with the Contact Us button, or you are welcome to send me an email, drfalkov@healthfreedomrights.com. And it's easier if you go over to the website and see how to spell my name. It's all over the place, rather than having me spell it out for you. With us is Ole Damgaard, and his website is lightonconspiracies.com. It's another one of those special sites, guys, that you'll want to bookmark and take your time to go and explore and look at the large body of work that Ole has contributed for over 30 years. Very, very important, guys. You got to know who is out there that can give you some clear perspective. Now, lots here going on at the network, lots of new events, new shows, new things, always special things happening. And one of the most special is the fact that you, our audience, makes such a difference because you vote with your hard-earned dollars to support this network that's all volunteer, and you make us the number one listener-sponsored network, and it's been that way for years. And now, as we enter the fifth year for Revolution Radio, we are ever more grateful to you, our audience, for the difference that you make with those hard-earned dollars. Oh my gosh, what can I say? Remember, I'm going to keep saying this. This is 2015, guys, the year that we, the people, come together. And as this picks up speed and carries momentum, they will be quaking in their boots because that's what they've been working so diligently to make sure does not happen. Because what's their biggest fear? Why do they work so hard to keep everybody terrified and looking under their bed and wondering where the next boogeyman is coming from? They are worried that when we the people come together, there's no stopping us. And that's the truth. So, what a pleasure to have you on with us, Ole. Wouldn't it be nice, or won't it be nice? Let me change that. Won't it be nice when we're reporting on all the amazing changes with people uniting?
It's going to be wonderful. It is. I'm wonderful already. Some people sometimes say, "Oh, the next Bilderberg meeting is going to be this summer, 2015." I tell you, I think not. It's going to happen before that. In my opinion, logically, we're doomed. You know, if you look at the how much arms and whatever they have, we're doomed. But I know in my heart that it's totally the opposite, that this is the year it's going to happen, and I feel super, super optimistic. I must say, though, that it's very easy to get carried away, and if and when there is a shift, it's very, very important that each and one of us handle it the way it's supposed to be handled, not in a violent way, not with a heart full of revenge and hatred. Because if we do that, this will just continue. Maybe for a short while, it will look great and beautiful, and everybody will think, yay, 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 now we made it. But then a little down the line, if you study history, when you look at revolutions, I would say more or less all of the ones I looked into, just a few years down the line, the people that made the revolution, that chopped the head of the old dictators, have become even worse. So I think very, very important that we do this in the correct way, you know. Not an easy task, but doesn't make it less important.
Definitely. Well, yeah. Yeah, it's all important. It all comes together. I just have these headlines running in the background, and it's yeah.
Robin, can I ask you a thing?
Yeah.
You know, one of the last shows I was on, we were taking apart the Ebola, in my opinion, hoax, and we were, you know, really pointing out the different things. At that time, it looked like there was this global thing that the whole world was going down with this virus. How is it in the States today? Is it still being pumped out like this massive threat, or has it just calmed down and now there are other things they're trying to scare you with? Or is the Ebola still
no,
there?
No. Ebola's disappeared, Ole. And the thing is that for myself and my colleagues, you know, when you talk to physicians, when there is a threat, you have to do the proper risk assessment and take action. And here I have a whole bunch of people. We're all looking at the actions that need to be taken, and nobody's doing it. So it doesn't add up. And you're wondering, wait a second. You know, they're letting these people out of quarantine. Nobody cares. It's no big deal. And I guess it's because it's no big deal. So it disappeared.
And what about the other one with my favorite name, the Hukka-Pukka-Chukka virus that was supposed to kill millions of people?
Chagapiri, or there's so many. They keep resurrecting all of these different viruses, And it's good to be prepared, and it's good for people to travel with things like thieves' oil or medieval oil, because there are a lot of colds, there are a lot of flus, and you know what's interesting? I don't know if you heard this in Europe, Ole, but for the latest flu, they actually admitted here in the States that the flu vaccine is useless because it's not going to address the flu that's going around.
Exactly. They're saying the same thing here. I've been advising people not to take these flu
vaccines
for years.
Yeah.
The thing is also, I'm not a doctor, you are a woman, but I totally believe to stay away from these needles as much as possible, because the thing is, you do not know what is in it, and neither do the doctors many times. And so it can get very, very scary with all of these very weird vaccines that has not been tested or tried out.
Sure. I mean, it seems there's much that's included in the product insert paperwork, and that will cover some of the adjuvants that are there to, because of their toxicity, they promote a response in the immune system where the, you know, the mainstream medical profession claims this is necessary, so you get a more therapeutic effect from the vaccine. But it's craziness. You don't have to put poison in the body, because you never know how each individual reacts to it. But what they do not list, and what has been uncovered by other groups for vaccines like the Gardasil vaccine, they are using genetically modified human cells in that vaccine. And they're not disclosing that.
Awful.
Yeah.
Stay away.
Yep. We can certainly agree on that one.
The thing is, me as an amateur, what I've learned over the years is that we have this magnificent, absolutely incredible system in our body called the immune system.
Mm-hmm.
That is, if you can just boost that one, get the pH balance in your body right, so that really empowers the immune system, so that gets activated the way it should be, it can handle more or less anything. But it's so acidic that it's so knocked out. So it's working so poorly for many of us.
Oh, gosh.
But I would strongly suggest for people to inform themselves about how to empower the immune system, and then stay away from these awful needles and get healthy in a good way.
Yeah, you know,
but I'm not supposed to.
What?
No, since I'm not a professional, I shouldn't say things like this, but this is at least my way of seeing it.
Of
because
course.
When you look into the ownership and the financial structures behind these laboratories, these manufacturers of vaccines, and you see how they interact with big pharma and big oil and the military-industrial complex and all of these awful areas of life, and then they're in there trying to mess around with your health. That is a scary area.
Definitely. And, you know, you have your right to your opinions, just as everybody does. You don't have to be a physician. You don't have to be an expert. There's common sense that takes place. But there's an advantage that you have. At least you're not eating the toxic food that we get here in the United States. In the first half hour, part of the short updates that I did, one was covering Heinz ketchup products, and those that are released for sale in the European Union, they just have a few clean ingredients. Here in the States, they've got preservatives, other chemicals, GMO ingredients, not what they make for the European market. So if they make a clean product for Europe, why aren't they making it here? And why are people still paying for it?
Beats me.
Yeah, you know, you got to wonder how browbeaten people are that they just accept something like this, a double standard. It's crazy.
But I think it really is at a point in time where it's important to start understanding that the people you think are there to protect you, are the ones that are hurting you, and they're doing it by design. These people in so-called power positions, many of them do not want the best for us. It's a very painful discovery to make, but it really is. I think I had a letter the other day from a person who said that waking up to the facts of what is actually going on in the world, it's just like waking up one day and you discover that the spouse that you have loved and lived with for years is a psychopathic killer and has been used as an assassin for years and years while you've been married to this spouse.
Yeah.
It's the same type of waking up. It's very, very shocking and painful to see what's going on, but it's a very good description of the situation, I would say.
Well, yeah, and that's what happens for so many. When you try to explain to them what's really happening, they will desperately, you know, fight you not to hear it. They don't want to know that their spouse, their government, their leaders are the ones that are doing this to them.
No, neither would. I mean, I would. I wish it wasn't like that. I sure do. But what can I do? I've been looking into so many things over these 30 years, and it's been leading me back to the same small group of the so-called global elite again and again and again and again, and they are the ones behind this mayhem.
Yeah.
So what can I say if the evidence keeps pointing in the same direction? It's not a theory anymore. It is. It becomes facts.
Yes. All true. I don't disagree with you. What do others say, others around you, when they look at these crazy headlines with the events going on in Paris?
What do normal people say?
Well, there are normal people that believe it and others that don't.
Yeah. But sorry, Robin, the sound broke up. I didn't understand the question, really.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just wondering about people that you come in contact with. I know there are, you know, grocery stores that one visits regularly or a bank, you know, in conversation can touch on things like this that's all over the media. Does the average person get caught up in it? Or, you know, you were saying amongst your friends. Is it amongst the people that you come in contact with that they're not believing it?
More and more.
Wonderful.
This is what I think is so wonderful, because since I've been down this road for such a long time, this many, many years was so alone, and so I felt very vulnerable and alone, and nobody was interested. But then the last 5-6 years, it's just exploded. The interest has just absolutely—it's incredible now. And now people are asking me right, left, and center all the time. Please tell me more. Tell me more. Tell me more. So there's a definite shift in awareness, I would say.
Well, that's good. That's always good news. And of course,
but I tell you, at the same time, no, I think many times if you sit in the subway and so you look around and you just think, oh my God, I'm just here with a bunch of robots. Nobody understands what's going on. Everybody's in their own world. But once you start talking to other people, you will see that they're looking at you thinking that you're one of those who don't know either.
Mm.
You know, that there's so much going on underneath the surface. So many people are waking up. So many are feeling that we're so out of balance here, and there's a root cause for the whole thing.
Yes.
And I feel that what is going on, it's almost like if you make a symbolic example, it's like you got this beautiful body that looks healthy on the surface, but with a cancer growth. And this cancer growth, if it's not exposed, it will kill the body in the end. This is the so weird and mad thing about the whole thing, that this group that is behind it, they're sort of killing themselves as well by destroying nature and the air and you name it. I mean, they're just into total destruction of everything.
Yeah, you know, I have to tell you, sometimes with those cancers that are in the body, many times when they're ignored, they just go away. Just like some of these false flag events, people ignore them.
Yeah.
they go away. And it's very, very interesting when you observe that.
But, you know, in the old yogic traditions, I'm talking the science of the mind yoga, not body yoga, but there are different ways of handling different situations. And when it comes to evil or wicked things, as they say disregard the wicked. Don't give it any force. Mm. Don't give it any power, because that would make it grow stronger. So it's a tricky one with these things. Should you just... Because when you focus on it and when you expose it, you put a lot of power into it and effort into it and energy into it. Will that keep it amplified and make it grow, or will it disappear if you disregard it? It's very tricky.
Yeah.
But I think the main thing is that you don't let it get to you, that you disconnect emotionally so that you don't add the feelings, the strong feelings, and then expose it without the emotional attachment to it.
Yes, that's a big deal.
I don't know
deal.
If that makes sense.
It makes perfect sense, because it's the emotions that get people twisted up in knots, and it creates all of those problems in the body. So, yeah, that's a very wise counsel, to have people try to distance themselves emotionally.
It's... You know, like, I would say like this, there are dangers in life. There are things like that are dangerous, no doubt about it. But fear is only in the mind. It is only in the mind. Mm-hmm. And that is where you can, that's where you can deal with it. Either you can let it just eat you up from the inside, or you can start dealing with it and see that fear is your... Fear is always connected with something that has not happened yet, but you're afraid of will come in the future. So the whole thing is to pull the power back to you and see if you can calm yourself down and disconnect from this fear. See that it's just, especially in these situations, they are tricking you into, they want you to get scared. So by letting go of the fear, you take away their tool to get to you.
Yeah.
So people say to me, what can I do? What can I do? You know, I'm just an ordinary person and so on. What you can do is disconnect yourself. You know, don't let them get to you, because that is how they control you. And one of the main things they control you through is TV, the box in front of you, and media. If you turn it off, they cannot get to you in the same way. And then people say, but it's irresponsible not to follow, you know, the news and so on. I would say, is it irresponsible not to get brainwashed? I'm not saying that you should disconnect from the world and not follow the events, but choose how you get the information. Choose what channels you get the information from. And then if you look at nowadays, for instance, in the States, in the old days, they were, I think it was 83, there was about 50 corporations that controlled media in the States, all of it, more or less, unless some alternative media. But otherwise than that, about 50 companies. Nowadays, it's down to 5, and I would say it's down to less than that, because these 5 are also connected. So the media that you're being pumped with, whatever the name of the channel, more or less, it's the same one behind it, controlling it, directing it. So the thing is, turn that one off. That's the official, the trumpet that are just blowing this tune out, you know, this fear-mongering, be afraid, be afraid, be afraid. That's the main control. See this awful thing, see this awful thing, see that awful thing. Do not understand that you are a free, incredibly beautiful and powerful individual that, if left alone, you can do incredible things in your life. That is why they want to hammer you and push you down all the time, so that you don't get to that understanding. So I would say, turn it off. There's a beautiful red button on the remote, and it says off. Press that one. Try it out for a week or so. See how you feel. I wouldn't be surprised if suddenly you start feeling, I feel a bit odd, you know. I'm starting to feel good. I don't know what's going on here. You know, that type of sensation. And get away. Don't look at newspapers. Don't look at these things. You can always catch up afterwards if you regret yourself, you know. So try without that for a while. Start seeing if you can look around yourself, see things you can appreciate to build up your energy, to let go of fear, see things around you that, oh, that is beautiful. Or you look at your family, look at, instead of being totally absorbed about all this fear-mongering, start looking at your family, your children that you haven't been with for a while, maybe you haven't played with your kids, you haven't said to your wife, my God, you're stunning, darling. These type of things that will build up the feeling in the family. Look in communities around you. What can I do? You know, look, is there anyone out there who needs help? What about my neighbor? Have I checked on her lately? Is she okay? You know, maybe I can go and shop for that old lady, or I can drive if you see somebody walking down the street with something heavy. Pick them up, help them, whatever. Do good things, you know, random kind of acts. Random acts of kindness, you know, especially if you don't expect a thank you or anything in return, the more you can do it without expecting anything, the more beautiful it is and the more empowering it is for you, for the one receiving it, and for everyone who sees this beautiful thing happening. That is a way of getting out of this depression, this fear. They want a black cloud around you that keeps you down so that they can get on with their things. I would say lift above the cloud and see what's going on. And they can't get to you if you don't let them. They control you through fear. I would say transcend the fear. Turn off the box, breathe in, go out, be with people. Don't get involved in too much negative things that pulls you down. Try and see if you can let go of stress. Because stress is also created in the mind. It's not something you can, you know, pick up and say, this is stress. No, it's in your mind. So see if you can, there are many different ways, meditation or take a walk or run or take a bus, listen to some beautiful music, start painting, whatever. These type of things will empower you and lift you. And the more that does these things, and they will get inspired by seeing you doing it, the more we can lift, you know. And this is the whole idea, to lift and transcend this obstacle. The power behind all of this mayhem, I would say more or less all of it, there's so few, only a few couple of thousand when you look at it, really the basic structure of it. So, so few, we are billions. So we shouldn't even have these type of programs or conversations. It's an absolute joke, and they should just give it up because it's ridiculous. Now, then it's up to us. How will we be able to create a beautiful future for the rest of us, you know, or for them as well? How are we going to do it? Will we be able to, you know? This is the thing. The way to go forward is to help each other. What can I give? What can I do? What can I do for you instead of just thinking, me.
Definitely. We're going to break now, guys. Stay with us. We'll be back with more of Event Horizons.
Message. There there's no denying the world is awakening. We see it in the global uprisings and demonstrations of the people around the planet and the new way of thinking and living that is arising naturally within each one of us and our communities. I have been a major player in this global shift and movement for over 20 years and have helped tens of thousands of people around the world change their lives and find their voice in order to help create the paradigm change we so desperately need. Join me here at Revolution Radio on the Just Bernard Show every Tuesday at noon Eastern Time for 2 hours of powerful interviews and discussion with some of the most influential visionaries of consciousness, alternative media, and suppressed knowledge. We promise to reveal the real matrix and empower your human experience.
Revolution, Revolution Radio.
You don't see it, do you? How close we are to absolute chaos. The sick ones are sitting on their fat masses, eating and drinking themselves into a stupor, polluting the world without a second thought while it goes down the toilet. Nobody wants to do the nasty work. You know, the shit that we all just think about. Most good citizens are just along for the ride and then bitch and moan and complain about everything when it doesn't work out. Not me. Get it, Connor.
Revolution Radio, where we do the nasty work. www.freedomslips.com.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Okay, my friends, and we are back. You're listening to Event Horizons. I'm your anchor, Dr. Robin Falcove. We come to you Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon Eastern Time. And it sure is a pleasure to be here with you and to have with me my friend and colleague, Ole Damgaard, and get some of his unique perspective to wake up a lot more people. Because little by little, that is happening, and we are ever so grateful for it. So the time has just flown by so quickly, Ole. It's amazing. we're just in the last part. So what do you want? I know you're empowering people, which I value enormously, and I try to do every single show myself. And it's so much about reaching out to others, as you have said, because we have the power to make it better. And a lot of people don't get that yet, that it's just that simple choice with a little hello, that you might have somebody who's in such a severe depression, you can turn their life around with just a little bit of conversation. So it's our interconnectedness is something that I know they work diligently to make sure we don't recognize. So what do you think?
So true. I think it's so easy to make a difference, you know.
Yeah.
So easy. You just look around yourself and life will just expose so many opportunities on a daily basis where you can make a difference. And the difference I'm talking about is to see someone else, you know, or make some difference that will lift them. And it's the beautiful thing is that it will make you feel great as well. And it also, they made tests with these type of things. When you do an act of kindness, especially when you're not expecting anything in return, that is one, the key thing. Because otherwise it's a business deal. You do something for someone and you expect something back. That, there's no beauty in that. It's just like, I do this and you pay me. But when you do without expectation, that is where the beauty comes, and that is where it empowers. And they made tests to see, and the one that receives an act like that lifts, you know, and the one giving lifts, and anyone who sees this being carried out lifts as well. So it's a beautiful thing. Kindness and love are just so magnificent things, you know. But listen, Robin, could I read some lyrics to you that I wrote in 1995, I think?
Yeah, of course. I'd love to hear them.
It was after I met David Icke in the late 80s or early 1990s or something like that, and he was the one that for the first time helped me see this on a global scale, what was going on, because at that time I was so focused on trying to solve the assassination of the Swedish Prime Minister Olof Palme, and I could not get it, you know, because I didn't have the same perspective as he had. So he really helped me to see it on a bigger scale. And after that, I wrote some lyrics. I got it. I made a solo CD called From Prison to Paradise. And there's one song, you can download it from my website as well for free. It's called From Prison to Paradise. And it goes like this. Once upon a time, in a place not far from here, there was so much loneliness, despair, and oh, so much fear. Darkness ruled all over the land. There was lightning in the sky, causing wars and separation with no one knowing why. These evil times raised leaders disguised as kind and true, hiding the truth in misty fog so only very few people knew. Controlled by an elite few, manipulating you and me, closing out the light and power that can make us all be free. Wake up, wake up, we gotta wake up. Wake up, wake up, we gotta wake up now. Forced by invisible powers, demanded to conform into shapes unknown to mankind, making him totally abnormal. Drowned in debts and sorrows, blaming others for their lot, made man believe to be inferior, feeling tiny like a dot. Then the next one, this is where we are now. But then came time of change, covering countries and their towns. Few became many, and soon the prison walls came down. Starting with the men in the mirror staring right back into their eyes, understanding that this was a chance to stop those hideous lies. Unhappiness is merely an illusion of misery, based on brainwash and a misconception of true reality. From now on, let's build bridges between our souls and hearts, so we together can rejoice when the final change comes to its start. Wake up, wake up, we gotta wake up. Wake up, wake up, we gotta wake up now. Turning prison into paradise may seem too much to achieve, but believe me, it only takes one strong spirit to be free. The true power of a pyramid is never ever at the top. Instead, it's we the people that can make this global game stop. Did you get it? Wake up, we gotta wake up now.
Wow, thank you. Those are wonderful.
Thank you. This was in the mid-90s or something like that. And I've been so waiting to come to the point where, but then came times of change covering countries and the towns. This is the year. This is the year I've been waiting for. And so I think this is going to be a magnificent year. Absolutely.
Yeah, lots of encouraging things. And the beauty that I see with the horrors that have been inflicted all over the world are the people speaking out to the people in other countries, apologizing for the acts of their government to the people who are being forced to live through horrible suffering because of the actions of all these other governments. But the people want to make it right, and they want these others to know that it's not their decision. The government is acting alone. They're not representing the voice of the people.
Oh, beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
So it's a lot of good things in the work. A lot of good things.
So much good.
I know there is so much coming out now in Europe about the royal families, about a lot of really ugly information about the church and other areas. And, you know, you got to wonder when these stories start breaking, suddenly we get this false flag that we were talking about earlier. And, you know, that gives them a chance to bury these other stories.
It's, the ship is going down.
Yeah.
And I mean, a few years ago it started, and you had Queen Beatrix from Netherlands. She said, oh my God, I need to get out here. So she left the ship. Then the former Pope said, oh my God, it's getting too close. So he left. Then George Bush Jr., Dick Cheney, Tony Blair, they were tried for wars against peace and crimes against humanity and at the war tribune in Kuala Lumpur. These sentences are active. Then there was a people's court. There's some dispute at the moment about the reality of this court or not, but it was in March this year, and the English Queen, Elizabeth II of Windsor, she and the former Pope were tried for child genocide. I mean, these are very, very heavy accusations. And these whole pedophile gang network and the involvement with the royal families in Europe and otherwise, it's just falling apart. It's falling apart step by step by step. So this is the beauty with the truth. If the truth is clean and simple, whatever the situation is, the truth is the truth. And even if you're, in, like Gandhi said, in a minority of one, the truth is still the truth. But when you have all these lies, they just grow and grow and grow. And in the end, they fall. Everybody that gets involved in all of these lies, they fall. Once again, just like Gandhi said, when he got depressed and sad and so on, he kept reminding himself that through history, dictators have come and gone. For a while, they looked totally invincible. And then in.
Oh, did we just lose you? Okay. I guess Ole's connection got cut off. Not quite sure what just happened. Okay. I don't, you know, I can try adding him again, but I don't think he'll be available. Let me see. Let me see if he comes up on this or if it you know, didn't clear the screen like before, which is unfortunate. I know lots of people are having problems with the new Skype, and no, I cannot get him on. Let me just let him know. I don't know what happened. Okay. So I'm seeing a headline that Nighthawk is just sharing with me, and that's of course about the police storming the building where suspects are holding hostages. I have this on in the background. It's, what can I say? Just tragic. Just tragic. Okay, I think we have Ole back again. Hello?
Hello.
Okay. Yeah, it's hard to know who's calling. Usually, I mean, I have to tell you, Ole, as there's something on the side of positive and wonderful energy, I had a wrong number because the calls for the show were still being transferred to my Skype. And this was a couple of days ago. And I crossed paths with someone who is absolutely amazing, someone I'm really pleased to call my friend now, just by his chance calling, and that it went through to me instead of the right number for him. So it's It was really amazing. And then as you talk more and you find out how much you share in common, it just is one of those, wow, this is pretty amazing. So most of the calls that have come into the show have been people saying, how do I get to the chat room? Where do I find this or that? So I don't really bother taking them, but at least I have your number here, so I recognized it and I could double check. So I'm glad you called back. I sent you a message so you would see. I don't know. If you have that new Skype where it's so hard to find anything, I feel for you. I have the old one, and I hope it stays with the old one. I hope they don't suddenly decide, you know, to change it against our will.
No, it has a... Every time I do interviews, there's some kind of technical thing, or I just get disconnected or whatever, but that's just part of the game.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm glad that we can finish off the show with you, my friend. Oh, boy. So, where were we?
I have no idea.
Okay. Well, it's all good. It's all good, and it's all... so important that people hear voices of reason, voices that encourage them to think for themselves and get away from all that pre-digested, ridiculous propaganda. Boy.
Yeah, and also I think it's so wonderful to see how people are empowering themselves by studying, you know, their rights and so on, and what the authorities can and cannot do. And there's so many beautiful examples on YouTube and so on where people stand in their own power and do not obey just because somebody has a uniform. It doesn't give them the right to control your life the way they do. I mean, the police are supposed to be here to serve and protect the population, not the other way around. And I just think it's wonderful to see how people, once they know what they can and cannot do, how they can just take it back. And I also think that I really like to commend good police officers, good military people and so on that
yes.
knows the right thing. You know, there's so much about bad cops and violent cops and so on. I think let's really make it... The good ones, the ones that really are doing an incredible job doing what they're supposed to do, let's see if we can find these people and really boost them and how shall I say, celebrate them so that other cops and other people in uniform can start seeing that, oh, maybe I should go that way as well. You know, maybe
sure.
I've also been considering, somebody suggested to me a beautiful idea that somehow try and make like a platform for whistleblowers somewhere more safe for them to take a step forward, or so that they can be among like-minded or people in the same situation or something. Because there's a lot of whistleblowers, I think, that are really feeling that, oh my God, they want to come forward with information, but they're too scared. And I think if there's somehow, some way we can make it more safe for them to come forward with this type of information. Because we need the information. It's the transparency that will set us free.
Yes, you know? Definitely. I agree.
And also, you know, like in South Africa, they had this Truth and Reconciliation Committee where people had from the old apartheid regime had the possibility to come forward in full transparency and with the possibility of getting amnesty. But if they really gave out all the information that and they met with the victims' families, they met with all of these, they were face to face. And I've seen a lot of incredibly beautiful examples of how former prison guards and prisoners or people that have tortured and their victims, how they met, and now they managed to heal the wounds and continue side by side. Many of them work side by side now because there's so much pain that needs to heal, so much. And the only way for is through transparency. It needs to come out in the open to be able to heal. So somehow make a way, an easier way for and encourage people to step forward, because it's only a matter of time anyway. The sooner, the better, I would say, because the sooner people have the courage to step forward, the more they will be welcomed. Once the ship is going down and people understand that, well, now they're just trying to save their own neck, the embrace will be a lot colder then.
Definitely.
So I really encourage people to step forward. Tell their little part of the story, because so much of this has been totally compartmentalized by design, so that only very few people have known the whole picture. But it's through these many different jigsaw pieces we can start seeing what was actually going on, what has been happening for such a long time.
Definitely, and it underlines what we were discussing earlier about people coming together, people uniting. That's what's needed, and that's what they're desperately afraid of, because we all see different parts of the puzzle, and that's why it's so important that we connect and share information and support each other.
I totally agree, because they have tried for such a long time to divide us, divide us as individuals, divide us through our egos, trying to get us to become egoistic, you know, not to help each other. They try to divide us into different races, different religions, different countries, different, all of it, to get us away from each other. I would say, time to turn it around. Just like you say, start embracing each other, start reaching out, you know, smile to each other. These type of things just show, you know, by changing the facial expression you have, if you put a smile there, you open the doorway for someone else. You know, you could use a smile as a secret sign that I'm one of the happy ones. And other people will see it and say, oh my God, there's another one. Maybe I can start smile as well.
Definitely. And isn't it interesting, Olay, how it changes your voice when you're smiling? You sound different.
It is. They've done a lot of experiments. Like if you smile, if you pull these muscles that makes a smile, you cannot feel depressed at the same time.
Yes. It releases these neurotransmitters that are positive.
Yeah, exactly. So you can persuade yourself by just physically change your expression on the face. And that will start change the chemistry in your body as well. And that will affect your health, so you become healthier. And all good. But one thing I love about what you say, Robin, is this thing about the community, how to start help each other instead of just looking at mine. Once you start seeing around yourself how you can start creating small communities where you take care of each other and look out for each other and help each other. These things are so important. And also, you know, with all types of different handicraft or skills and so on, what can I do? I can add this, and then maybe you can do that, and she can do that, and this, and this. And suddenly you can start get a movement and in the community. You get to know learn to know each other and care for each other, and these are the things that build strength and makes it so much easier to meet problems.
Most
because
definitely.
You're not alone anymore.
Most definitely. And we all have something unique to contribute that makes it so much better.
True. We're all unique, all of us, and there's a reason why we're here. We just have to find it. And one of the ways to find it is stop being messed up. And turn off the box, start finding yourself, and the more you get back to yourself, the more inspiration will come to you and passion, and that will show you the way. the passion is like a GPS. So find whatever gives you goosebumps and start following that road, and you will come down a beautiful road that might look a bit scary to start with, but it will be your road, and it will lead to something good, I guarantee you.
Yes, definitely. It's. I've gotten wonderful feedback because I talk about this every day, the need to reach out to others and to smile and to talk to our fellow people, neighbors, all of those who are around us instead of looking at our phones. And I'm telling everybody how good it feels. Literally, you feel good. And then I'm getting email back now saying, I had no idea. You were so right. You know, I wasn't expecting it when I was just smiling and the conversation started. And here I'm grinning at a stranger and they're grinning back at me and it feels wonderful.
I know. It's super.
Yeah.
Do you know, the other day here, since these things I'm involved in, it's a bit dangerous at times, and police is not my, well, they're not too fond of me always. And the other day, we had somebody at the door, they just hammered, like, boom, 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 boom. And I just said, my God, it sounds just like the police. We live out in the countryside, a bit isolated. I was laughing. I said to my sweetheart, my God, it sounds just like the police. I went there with a big smile on my face, opened the door. There were two police officers.
Yes.
I just kept smiling, you know, and met them with a big warm welcome and everything. Turned out that it wasn't me they were looking for. It was the guy who rented the house before us. So the whole thing is not to get into fear mode, you know, and they got really confused because I was smiling. I'm sure they're used to people getting freaked out. And I said, my God, you really know how to hammer a door, you know. And the guy was very serious, like, woo. And he had a female officer next to him, and she started smiling. And in the end, both of them were smiling, you know, and they left in a good mood. I was in a good mood. And
well, that's wonderful. I thank you, Ole. We are out of time. We'll look forward to the next time. It's great to have you back on the air with us. Guys, it is Friday. Use the weekend. Use the socializing. Use the time when you're out and about to brighten someone else's day, and you'll be amazed at how yours is brightened. You've got lots of information. Go out and use it. Take that power and make it better, and we'll be back bright and early on Monday morning with more of Event Horizons.
Listening to Revolution Radio.
Revolution, Revolution Radio.
You don't see it, do you? How close we are to absolute chaos. The sick ones are sitting on their fat asses, eating and drink themselves into a stupor, polluting the world without a second thought while it goes down the toilet. Nobody wants to do the nasty work. You know, the shit that we all just think about. Most good citizens are just along for the ride and then can bitch and moan and complain about everything when it doesn't work out.
Not me.
Get it done.
Revolution Radio, where we do the nasty work. www.freedomslips.com.
We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Look, you stupid bastard, you've got no arms left.
Yes, I have.
Look.
It is a flesh wound.
I don't believe I've seen such a display of courage, skill, nerve, grace, and stupidity.
I'll do you for that. What? Come here. What are you going to do, bleed on me? I'm invincible.
You're a loony.
The Black Knight's always...